Oasis Audio presents Multiply by Francis Chan and Mark Buving. Read for you by Francis Chan. From the beginning of Christianity, the natural overflow of being a disciple of Jesus has always been to make disciples of Jesus. "Follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men," Matthew 4:19. This was a promise. Jesus would take his disciples and turn them into disciple makers. And this was a command. He called each of his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to obey him. Matthew 28:19-20. From the start, God's design has been for every single disciple of Jesus to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples until the gospel spreads to all peoples. Yet we have subtly and tragically taken this costly command of Christ to go baptize and teach all nations and mutated it into a comfortable call for Christians to come, be baptized, and listen in one location. If you were to ask individual Christians today what it means to make disciples, you would probably get jumbled thoughts, ambiguous answers, and probably even some blank stares. In all our activity as Christians, and with all our resources in the church, we are in danger of practically ignoring the commission of Christ. We view evangelism as a dreaded topic. We reduce discipleship to a canned program, and so many in the church end up sidelined in a spectator mentality that delegates disciple-making to pastors and professionals, ministers and missionaries. But this is not the way it's supposed to be. Jesus has invited all of us to be a part of his plan. He has designed all of his people to know his joy as we...